Test 81, Section 2, Question 4. Here, we're looking for what's going to weaken the argument, or the defense. It says, the mayor has been accused of taking a bribe based on the fact that a consultant that does business with the city paid for improvements to the mayor's vacation home. Okay, so it's saying taking a bribe because a consultant that does business paid for the vacation house. In his own defense, the mayor has said that he paid every bill for those improvements that was presented to him. So he's saying, well, I paid all the ones that were presented to me. We need to undermine that. And basically the idea here is it's still a bribe, even if even if the bill doesn't come directly to you, or it doesn't matter if you pay the ones that come to you or whatever. So something is going to say paying the ones that come to you doesn't constitute a defense. The authorities are investigating consultant for taking bribes from officials of other cities. That doesn't really weaken it. The mayor was aware that many of the bills were being presented to the consultant rather than the mayor. That would weaken it because it says, well, you knew that somebody else was getting the bills. If the mayor didn't know, then that might actually let the mayor off the hook. But if the mayor knew, then it's a little more damning. So, the building contractor in charge had done business with the city in the past. That doesn't say that the defense isn't good. Improvements were done with expensive materials, involved thousands of hours of labor. We don't actually care about the improvements, just about who paid for them. The amount of money the city paid to the consultant over the last year greatly exceeded the cost of the improvements. Well, that would explain why they did it, but it's really the defense to taking a bribe that's important. And that doesn't really attack the defense. It suggests it was a bribe, but it doesn't attack the defense. And so, therefore, answer choice B would be our correct response.